AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump used a primetime address to again raise doubt about past elections. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
President Trump began his primetime address Thursday night, ticking through a list of accomplishments and saying the country's doing really well. But
we still have a major challenge that must be urgently addressed because no country could be great without fair and honest elections.
Pushing Congress to pass a strict voter ID bill, he said Americans must have a trustworthy election system.
One where cheating and interference are not just difficult, but virtually impossible. Unfortunately, the system we have today falls catastrophically short.
Trump said he was declassifying and releasing documents related to the 2018 and 2020 elections,
revealing shocking vulnerabilities in our election infrastructure
that he claims exposes the system
to hacking, exploitation, and foreign interference.
Trump did not raise doubts about the elections he won. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The U.S. launched airstrikes on Iran earlier today, hitting more bridges and collapsing a tower at an Iranian port. Trump has threatened to attack infrastructure to pressure Iran to open the Strait of Hormuz. Iran launched new attacks against U.S. allies in the Middle East. The Associated Press has reported that the Immigration and Customs Enforcement agent involved in Monday's deadly shooting in Maine has a history of mental health issues and violence. This was according to several of his close relatives. Democrats in Congress are demanding answers about the vetting and training of ICE recruits. World shares were mostly lower today. More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports on a record-breaking jury award against a gun company.
Husky Armory LLC, a company that sells ghost gun kits, has been ordered to pay over $104 million in the 2023 death of teenager Henry Willis. The Louisville, Kentucky jury verdict is believed to be the largest ever awarded against a firearms dealer. Laura Herp's son was 18 when he purchased a Glock pistol build kit and used it to end his life.
Husky Armory robbed our family of the time we needed to help him.
The two-day trial focused on whether the company skirted federal regulations requiring background checks and barring the sale of ghost gun kits to people under 21. Dana Mulhauser is an attorney with Everytown Law.
They bypassed his parents, they bypassed the law, and they shipped a lethal weapon right to his door.
I'm Jennifer King.
More on this story at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.